This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kyiv officials says military leaders are determined to hold on to Bakhmut even as Russian forces continue to encroach on the devastated eastern Ukrainian city. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's office says he's chaired a meeting with military officials, during which the country's top brass advocated strengthening Ukrainian positions in Bakhmut. Intense Russian shelling has targeted the Donetsk region city and nearby villages as Moscow deploys more resources there in an apparent bid to finish off resistance. Bakhmut's importance has become psychological for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Prevailing will finally deliver some good news from the battlefield, while for Kyiv, the display of grit and defiance reinforces a message that Ukraine is holding on despite the odds. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran's supreme leader said on Monday that poisoning schoolgirls is an unforgivable crime that should be punished by death if deliberate, state TV reported. Amid public anger over a wave of suspected attacks in schools, over 1,000 girls have fallen ill after being poisoned since November, according to state media and officials, with some politicians blaming religious groups opposed to girls' education. The poisonings have come at a critical time for Iran's clerical rulers after months of protests since the death of a young woman held by police for flouting hijab rules. Residents in Istanbul on Monday gathered in a local park and lit candles to remember those killed in the February 6th earthquakes. The candles surrounded cards with names of the 11 cities impacted by the earthquakes, a lighting ceremony to remember the more than 46,000 people killed. This is VOA News. Nigerian opposition parties say last month's presidential election was rigged and have launched legal challenges. The Independent National Electoral Commission, or INEC, has been criticized for technical problems that delayed voting. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
Over the weekend, INEC held a briefing with officials to review the election and better prepare for the gubernatorial polls on March 11. INEC Chairman Mahmoud Yakubu.
We must work harder to overcome the challenges experienced in the last election.
Experts say that regardless how things play out, the president will have big issues to deal with, including widespread insecurity, a weak economy, and troubled health and education systems. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The head of the UN spoke at the start of a women's rights meeting on Monday, saying gender equality is growing more distant, and at the current pace, it's still 300 years away. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says women's rights are being abused, threatened, and violated around the world.
In Afghanistan, women and girls have been erased from public life. In many places, women's sexual and reproductive rights are being rolled back. In some countries, girls go to school, risk kidnapping and assault. In others, police prey on vulnerable women they have sworn to protect.
Guterres said progress won over decades is vanishing before our eyes. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Islamic State claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing attack in southwestern Pakistan that killed 9 policemen on Monday, according to the site intelligence group. A suicide bomber rammed a motorcycle into a police truck. Hospital officials said at least 7 policemen were wounded in the attack, the latest in a series targeting police personnel in Pakistan. Nicaraguan authorities closed down the country's largest business association on Monday, the latest blow in a years-long crackdown on any opposition to the government of President Daniel Ortega. Once a key business player and ally of the increasingly authoritarian Ortega, the Superior Council of Private Enterprise has in recent years become a target of the former Marxist rebels entrenched government. The government stripped COSEP of its legal status in resolutions published on Monday in the government's official bulletin, blaming bureaucratic shortcomings. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.